Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing poker to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Can you hear us, Crowder? Because I see Crowder is making a symbol as if he can't hear. Are you able to hear us, Crowder? He is not able to hear us, so we have a technical issue, and now he's going to yell the hello, which somehow he thinks will help him hear something. Thank you for removing him off the stage, Solana. Appreciate that. Jimmy, visually, you may want to lower your camera a little bit. You look like you're Where's Kilroy right now, just kind of creeping over the Mendoza line. It is a Football Friday on 104.3 FM WQAM. Now, I did this last Friday, and we'll try to get Crowder situated here, but I did this last Friday heading into the game against Buffalo. And I said, does anyone here have the guts to say that the Dolphins are going to defeat Buffalo? And no one had the guts. People had explanations as to why maybe it could happen, but nobody had the guts to say the Dolphins are going to beat Buffalo. So now we're on the cusp of this game in Spain. And by the way, Mike Cuño is going to join us from Spain this afternoon. It'll be late in the evening for him, but Mike Cuño from CBS4 is going to join us. But now we get to the cusp of this game on Sunday, and I wonder, does anyone believe the Dolphins are going to embark on their first winning streak of the season, where they string together a couple dubs in a row? And I don't know if you're trying to get Crowder connected Solana, but if you're listening and paying attention to the show, do you think the Dolphins win on Sunday and have a little mini winning streak going on?
I do. You know, it's funny. They've won two of their last three. And just saying that almost sounds bizarre. Could they make it three of their last four? I think they do. I think we've talked about all the reasons why Washington is just not the same team you expected them to be. I'm not saying the Dolphins, I'm not guaranteeing a win, but I think I feel better about them winning this game than maybe any other game this season.
More than the Cleveland game, more than the Atlanta, the Atlanta game, I didn't think they were
going to win. No audio.
Yeah, well, let's keep him off the stage if he's just going to yell no audio. I don't know what that means, by the way, no audio. The audio's fine. I do think, and again, listen, is this a bad sign? Probably. I do believe that the Dolphins are going to win on Sunday, but I have been so wrong about this all season long. I thought the Dolphins were going to club Indianapolis in week one on the road. Everything that I thought this season, I thought that they were going to get whitewashed by Atlanta, and they were able to beat Atlanta. I didn't think they had a chance in hell against Buffalo last week. So I don't know what this means to those who might gamble on the game or are rooting for the Dolphins like we all are, but I feel like the Dolphins are going to be able to put it together for the second week in a row. So I'm rooting for the Dolphins. I feel like they're going to win. Vegas thinks that they're going to win. They're 2.5-point favorites, and we'll have to see what plays out on Sunday. But again, we will talk about it today. Tuan Russell is going to join us. We can talk some Hurricanes. We can talk Dolphins. And Tuan's got his charity pickleball tournament coming up tomorrow. So we'll talk to him about that. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, he's going to join us. He's got a pick for the Dolphins game on Sunday. And like I said, Mike Cuno is going to join us from Madrid. You have the Dolphins. It'll be a 9:30 a.m. start for us on Sunday, which is what? It's 6 hours ahead there. So you do the math. 3:30. I can't figure out what time it is.
3:30 in Spain. Yes.
In Madrid. But Cuno's supposed to join us today around 4:25, which is about 10:25 p.m. In Madrid. Mm-hmm. And it'll be Friday night there. And he's going to take time out of his schedule, if it ends up working. He'll take time out of his schedule, and he will join us later this afternoon. So very excited about that. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Today is the final day of the week, which means your final chance to win a $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. You got pro football, college football, basketball, hockey. I mean, it's all going on, and we're going to give away one more $50 gift card for Twin Peaks sometime before 6 o'clock today. Actually, we're off a little bit early today because Heat pregame starts at what, 5:45 tonight?
Yeah, 5:45. It's a 7 p.m. tip tonight, Hawk.
All right. Because I looked on the schedule, on the radio station schedule, and it said 8 p.m. tip-off. So I guess that was off by an hour?
Unless I'm off by an hour, but I don't believe I am. I believe the Heat game tonight begins at 7, and it does. So the station schedule is off by 1 hour.
All right. Well, you better check the clocks and the commercials and everything, because the schedule says 8 p.m. tip-off.
Well, even if
tonight.
The schedule said 7 p.m., I double-check the clocks and commercials, because those are always wrong, too.
So. That's a very good idea by you. So anyway, we'll be off sometime before around 5:45. We will give away the final Twin Peaks gift card for the week. Looks like Crowder has corrected all his audio issues. What did you do wrong, Crowder?
Oh, I think it was something through the system.
Was something through the system, Jimmy.
Really?
Jimmy's fault. Yeah, I couldn't do anything.
It's always my fault.
I want to know, what did he do, Solana? You know, what did he do?
No, his headphones were broken. That's simple. No. Yeah. Just needed better headphones.
Now, what headphones are you using? Delta?
I think these, well, I'm at JetBlue now. I think those were American.
Did you see, had you seen the headphones Crowder's been using for the past month, which are the ones that ostensibly were broken?
What?
Ostensibly. I saw that word this morning. I tried to use it. Have you seen the headphones he was using, though?
I still don't think you got it right, though.
I forgot how it was spelled. I saw somebody use it this morning. I wanted to try to work it in.
Ostensibly. Yeah. I caught up. I haven't posted it yet, but I have my old college roommate is in town staying with us. Jason and Lori hadn't seen the show yesterday, and I showed them last night. I said, I got to show you on YouTube just two moments from the show yesterday. One was Loose Sphincter, and the other one was Duels Airport. And we all had a very good laugh.
Can I post Loose Sphincter like as a reel?
Oh, 100%. In fact, I think we should create a character on the show named Loose Sphincter.
Loose Sphincter.
The way we used to have mittens.
He was using a headphone. One would plug in. The other one was like the other bud was clearly broken, and he just tied it up at the bottom. So it was just kind of hanging like this, like a knot just hanging here at the bottom. And that's what he's been using. I'm surprised you hadn't picked up on that for the past month.
No. I wish I would have noticed that.
Actually, I don't put both headphones in when I watch movies on the plane.
Because you got to keep aware of your surroundings?
Man, y'all ain't. I'm not getting kidnapped. Y'all might get kidnapped. I got to make sure I know what's going on the plane, but also catch the motion picture.
Get kidnapped on an airplane?
Yeah, interesting.
I've seen too many movies. They take you underneath. They put you in the cargo hold. I'm not me.
You think you're flying on Air Force One? How exactly do you think you're getting to the cargo hold?
Yeah, I bet that. One of them little girls on the Netflix series, they thought that too. Y'all not getting me. Big Chan's about to be here.
All right. Well, let's get headlines here for the start of the show. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Just so you know, Hawk, I texted Mike Cuno when you told me he was coming on with us earlier today. I don't know if he has a different phone or a separate phone or he's just caught up, but I texted him in Spanish. I said, Buenos días, Miguel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Creo que hoy sería mejor si nos acompañabas por video. ¿Qué opinas? So I told him, I think it'd be better if you joined us via video. What do you think about that? And I haven't heard from him. So I don't know if he has a different phone that he's using over there or if he just is annoyed that I'm texting him in Spanish, but he's in Madrid.
No, he does have a different phone. His phone doesn't have an international plan, so he's using a CBS 4 phone, so there's a different phone number. And also, he doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, but he's in Madrid, right?
Yeah, but he's Italian, I believe.
You think you get to a country and speak their language?
Well, he spent 4 years at Columbus. Had to have picked up some Spanish there, trust me.
One would think. Yeah, one would think.
Gentlemen, yeah. I full disclosure, I didn't watch the Thursday night football game yesterday at all. I didn't see any part of the game, but I did see that the Patriots won. They improved to 9-2. I don't know if you guys are buying into this Patriots team or not. Legitimately.
Record-wise, it's kind of hard not to, right?
Yeah, they can play ball. It was boring. It was a terribly boring game. The Jets are terrible. Justin Fields, my goodness gracious. He's a rough watch. And then the Patriots they play boring football. Run, 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 get a third down. Run, 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 get a third down. Yeah, me and my son were both – I think we both went to sleep watching the game.
They ended up covering. It was pretty dicey. If you were laying the 12.5, it was pretty dicey for most of it, but they ended up covering by the end. What did Rob Pizzola tell us yesterday? He said Drake May rushing under. Do you know how many yards he had?
He didn't run very much. It was 30-something. He probably hit the under.
He only had 4 carries for 2 yards.
Oh. Yeah. And he knelt down at the end. So, yeah it was that was a good bet by Pizzola.
And Justin Fields, under quarterback, is the Wildcat.
Woo. 15 of 26, 116 yards.
He can't throw? He doesn't know where to throw. He's confused. It's sad.
67 yards rushing.
No, he should have took off every time.
Hawk, didn't he have a stretch last year with the Bears? Was it last year? Or, I'm sorry, 2 years ago with the Bears, the final 5 or 6 games where it wasn't just him running the football. It was him as a pocket passer, as a quarterback, a true quarterback that I'm not saying Bears fans wanted any part of that in the future. That had kind of run its course. But there was promise with Justin Fields. Wasn't there like a 5-week stretch at the end of the season where they went 5-1 or something like that?
There were people who thought, my son included, that Justin Fields was – there were people who thought Caleb Williams was not going to be as good as Justin Fields. And my son bought a Justin Fields jersey with the Bears, has it hanging in his room, and really is only buying into Caleb this season finally. So Justin Fields did show enough as a pocket passer for a little bit to start winning some fans over, but yeah, it's you've watched him since. Like, he's very limited in the pocket.
Only promise is he's not going to let that ball go in time.
He's not on a very good team.
No. Receivers I've never heard of before in my life. Yeah, like, they don't have any talent. They got rid of their best 2 players. We know the Jets are trying to lose, but
yep.
Just, man, it's sad watching him in that pocket.
Dolphins Commanders in Madrid, 9:30 on Sunday. Chop Robinson, good news. He clears concussion protocol. He's going to play Sunday. Apparently, there's a ton of posters featuring Chop Robinson around the city. You know, they're just, like advertisements around the city for the game. Chop has been featured heavily there. Mm. Anthony Weaver was saying, everybody's seeing this guy. We want to get him on the field. And it looks like he's going to be good to go. McDaniel said he'll play Sunday. Mike McDaniel also said he's aggressively optimistic about Aaron Brewer playing Sunday as well.
Who was the marketing team that said, let's feature Chop Robinson in Spain?
He's kind of a marquee player on this team, as crazy as that sounds.
Who?
Chop Robinson? Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding.
What does marquee mean? I got a different definition.
Tell me who's more known on this team. You've got Tua Tagovailoa, Devon Achane, maybe Minka Fitzpatrick. Who else?
Jalen Waddle.
I don't think Chop Robinson would be recognized by 99% of people living in a 5-mile radius of the stadium.
I might not recognize Chop in Publix.
Yeah, Chop Robinson?
Yeah, coming into the season, I think there was a lot of Chop Robinson hype, not just in Miami. I think outside of South Florida, people expecting Chop to be a big part of this team. Really, I do. All you heard into this season was people talking about Chop Robinson and how he's going to be featured in this defense.
Who?
All you heard?
That's all you heard. I think you guys are downplaying how big of an impact Chop Robinson had on this defense last year. People were expecting Chop to have like a breakout season with the Dolphins this season around the NFL.
He was a backup.
Starting this week. Bro, first round pick?
They could have done better.
I mean, you guys are talking like Chop Robinson like he's Greg Dulcich
right now.
You're comparing him like he's Greg Dulcich or something. Like he's a practice squad player. He's a first round pick for the Dolphins who ended the season last year tearing it up.
Tearing it up. You go extreme on tearing it up.
Well, you're saying that he's got international recognition?
I don't. I'm just telling you that Crowder's saying who's part of the advertisement team that's putting Chop Robinson posters around the city of Madrid. And I'm telling you, there aren't many options to choose from when you're looking at this Dolphins team. There just aren't. It doesn't surprise me that Chop Robinson was one of the guys chosen.
So we're putting the Madridites on notice for Chop.
He's got the best celebration on the field, too.
Waddle still has the best celebration with the Penguin.
He doesn't do it.
He has scored and hadn't done it. That's a miss.
Yeah, he did it once, right? Once this season. Yeah.
I think it was in Buffalo, maybe. Any of you concerned with Tyreek Hill changing his Instagram bio to unemployed?
Did he do that for real? Yeah. I never believe that stuff when people tweet that out.
Yeah, he did.
There's no other way for an injured NFL player week 11 to get attention. This is the way he can get attention.
Yeah, and he does that even when he's healthy, too. He likes attention.
Right. Panthers beat the Caps 6-3. Shout out to my guy, Brad Marchand. Join the 1,000-point club.
It was really cool. Did it at the end on an empty netter, and teammates mobbed him on the ice. It was really cool. It was a cool moment last night.
What was he, the 122nd?
102nd is what Plagan said, yeah.
102nd. Yeah. Billy Lindsay, I was listening on radio. Billy Lindsay said it pretty cool. He was like, you're the 1% of all hockey players in the world that get a chance to play in the NHL, and now you're 101 of people in history of time that could do this. I was like, damn, that makes it that makes 102 sound a lot better, because there's billions of people that would want to be in that club.
Yep. No doubt.
This dude's 37 years old and he's dominating. Dominating, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. I said it to Plagans and Appel yesterday. I'm like, you're watching this guy. He'd have every reason in the world to just kind of coast through the regular season and wait till his teammates are back and healthy for the playoffs. And yeah, he is tearing it up.
Peptides.
That's kind of a deeper accusation than I think you realized.
No, peptides, man, it's legal. You got peptides, baby. Peptides, a new protein.
Are they legal?
Peptides.
I don't know.
I don't even know what a peptide is.
Hawk, you'll look 26 again. Give it a month.
Was it a cream?
Exfoliation cream.
The Heat play the Knicks tonight. Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo are out. Jalen Brunson is out. This is an NBA Cup game, ladies and gentlemen, and your only local coverage is right here on QAM.
All right.
Hurricanes play NC State tomorrow, 3:30. You'll hear that on FM 104.3 WQAM as well.
All right.
Tonight, by the way, I'll remind everybody throughout the show, but tonight we are all big Dabo Swinney fans. All big Dabo Swinney fans, okay?
Why is that?
Because Clemson plays Louisville tonight in ACC action.
Oh.
And the Canes and Louisville both have two conference losses, but Louisville beat Miami. So if both end with two conference losses, Louisville jumps the Canes based on a head-to-head matchup. So we need Louisville to lose. There's other things that need to happen as well. There's a bunch of other things that need to happen. But this is, like, tonight, this is what we're focused on. Clemson, this loser, Dabo Swinney, love you tonight, loser. You got to beat Louisville, Friday night game.
All right.
Yeah, that no transfer portal is not working well for Clemson. We grow them with God. God loves the transfer portal. People get baptized all the time. Let them transfer.
All right. Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. It's in the 70s tonight. It'll be in the upper 60s. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Football Friday, our friend Twan Russell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie. Twan Russell was a linebacker for the Hurricanes and the Dolphins. He's currently the athletic director at St. Thomas and the man behind the Russell Education Foundation, which does such great work for young people here in South Florida. And tomorrow is their third annual Rally for Reading Pickleball Tournament in Coconut Creek. You ready for a little pickleball tomorrow, Twan?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll be there early. I'll be representing. I don't know if I'll be able to play pickleball though. I got those bad knees. They're trying to talk me into it. Just the last time I played, I literally were on crutches for like an entire week.
correct me if I'm wrong, because this is the third one, and I feel like every time the tournament comes up, you have another reason as to why you're not playing in the tournament. I remember,
I think the first year
you said, nah, I think you said that you weren't very good at pickleball, you needed to learn your skills a little better, and then the second year, I don't know, and now you're saying you'll end up on crutches. What's going on here, Twan?
Well, the first year I saw you
at Tucker Duke's. You look like you were fit and in good shape.
Yeah, I could be fit and have bad knees. The first year I played, and I played at a high level. I mean, I came second from last. And then I'm joking, by the way. The second one.
I'm not sure you are.
The second one, we were traveling out of town conveniently, and I couldn't go to the tournament because the football team was playing out of town, and I couldn't play. But I'll be there. I'll be ready to go. I mean, I'm not going to play. I'll be there. I'll be rooting people on. I'll guest refereeing, talking trash. I'll be there.
So, Twan, it took you to this day or this year to figure out that you're old and your knees don't work no more, because it hit me a long time ago.
No. You know, I don't know if I ever told you, when I decided to retire, I was at my mom's house crossing 441. And I was going to the store. I said, "Oh, let me walk." So I walked to the store, and there was a car coming. I misjudged it, so I said, "I had to run." Now I am still employed in the National Football League, and I remember dang near getting hit by a car because I couldn't cross the street. I was like, "Man, if I can't cross the street, how in the world am I going to go out there and play football?" And that was the moment that I realized that I couldn't play football anymore. And unfortunately, that's been the story of my life, that I haven't been able to cross the street since 2003.
You drive to the neighbor's house. No, I'm just driving.
Man, hey, I'm driving my bike. I'm taking my car. My wife dropping me. I can barely drive. No, I'm not doing that. I love
you're
life.
Like Ricky. You're like Ricky and Boys in the Hood trying to go down the back alleys.
No.
They're gaining on them. Are you playing in the pickleball tournament, Solana?
Yeah, Twan, it's probably better you sit on the sidelines. Just watch me collect the gold.
You know, he's been talking trash for a year. He's telling me how he's coming for the tournament. He's going to win it.
No, he's very serious about pickleball. Do you bring your own partner in this, Solana, or do you get paired with someone? How does this work?
Nah, I got my guy. We call him Hefty Lefty. He'll be playing with me tomorrow.
Hefty Lefty. Hefty Lefty.
We play, Twan.
I don't know if I feel comfortable doing anything with somebody named Hefty Lefty.
Well, I only do pickleball with a Hefty Lefty.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds complicated.
You'll meet him tomorrow. You'll meet him tomorrow. Kind of a sketchy guy, but.
Right. How is the competition? Hey, if people still want to get in the pickleball tournament, Twan, is there still room or is it sold out?
Yes. No, yeah, there's still room. They can go to our website at Russell Education Foundation, and around the homepage, you can click and sign up. Today is the last day to register. So, yeah, they can still register.
Are there bigger celebrities than Solana and Hefty Lefty?
Well, he's the only celebrity that counts.
Which one? Hefty Lefty?
I don't know who Hefty Lefty is. I'm talking about Solana.
I think it's an imaginary friend. I think in high school he dated a girl named Hefty Lefty. All right,
oh,
we got to move on. So if you want to get in on the pickleball tournament, it's tomorrow. You can meet Solana. And Solana, if you listen to this show, you know he talks about his pickleball prowess like nothing else that he talks about, right? Because everything he does is with a grain of salt. But then with pickleball, Solana is very serious. He's constantly posting pictures on the weekends at the podium for the Dink Club where he plays. Like, this is going to be a real test, Twan. We're going to need a real report when this is over, yeah. Twan.
Well, pickleball is the average man's sport. I mean, it's the one sport you don't have to move that much, and as long as you can swing a paddle, you can go. So this is perfect for him.
Yeah.
Says the guy who can't play the average man sport anymore, huh, Twan?
Because taking, I played at the highest level, and I left it on the field, just so you know. You're still trying to get up on that.
Yeah. Oh, you just got smacked down, Solana. Smacked down. Twan, we were talking yesterday and the day before about the Hurricanes. And we were saying, you know, give the team a letter grade. They've played 9 games. There's 3 left. And I will say, like, Crowder and I were in the B category because the victories over Notre Dame and Florida State and Florida. And Solana's of the opinion they can't be more than a C right now because they've had 2 disappointing losses and they're really not going to be in contention to play in the ACC championship game. So when you look at the Hurricane season so far, as a whole, knowing that they've had big victories and they've had disappointing losses, could you come up with a letter grade for them so far?
It's funny you said. I was just having this argument the other day. I'm giving them a B-, and I would not give them a C because they've had some impressive victories, I mean, at least early in the season. And I think the rest of their season is favorable. I mean, they have an opportunity to win out. You know, I am optimistic. I do believe that, you know, I believe they can beat North Carolina. I think they have Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh after that. If they win out, they have an opportunity to back into, you know, the conversation. I mean, if they're a two-loss team, and when they're making decisions on who can come in for a national championship game, University of Miami is going to have an argument that they can be in that conversation. They may or may not play in the ACC championship, but they have an opportunity to play in the national championship. And at the end of the day, that's what it's really about. And, yeah, I think they're kind of finding their swag. The creativity that they showed last week against Syracuse, I was like, okay, maybe we're making some moves. Some things are happening. I'm excited about them finishing out the year and with a little bit of luck, have an opportunity to still play for a national championship.
But Twan, I gave him a B- as well. But isn't it a failure of a year if they don't go to that college football playoffs? And as I'm hearing it and we're looking into it, if you don't win the ACC, there might be only one ACC team in the 12 that make it.
I mean, I think it's we're the University of Miami. I think it's a failure anytime we don't play in a national championship game. And that's kind of been what's been going on for several years. You know, hey, we lost 2 games. You know, we realized that we were human. And I think we anticipated having a much better season. But I do think that we're making adjustments. I do think that we have an opportunity to finish strong. And I don't agree. Like, I really believe if we went out, I think that we could be 15. You know, I think we could be 15 and back into the national championship hunt. Who would you put over us? When you start looking at that, you know, top 16 group that's going to go in, who would you put over us in that bottom 5? And I think we're going to be in that argument. And if we get in, I think we have an opportunity to be very aggressive and play very well. And who knows? Like, you know, it's about finishing strong. And I think that Syracuse game is giving us a little bit of confidence. And I think that we could, you know, win out at North Carolina this weekend and then finish up through the last 2. I think we have an opportunity to go.
Hey, Twan, I know, as you said, if they're not competing for a national title, it's always a disappointment. That's the standard that Miami wants to get back to. Does this feel, though, in terms of talent, just sheer talent on the team the past 2 seasons now with Mario Cristobal, does this feel as close as it ever felt over the past decade as those legendary, like, early 2000 Hurricanes teams and obviously the teams prior to that as well? Like, is this the closest it's felt since then? Just in sheer talent that Miami's been able to put on the field.
The last 2 years in the preseason, I felt that we had an opportunity to make a run for a national championship berth. And obviously we didn't do it last year, and we're still having the conversation now. Yeah, I think we're going in the right direction. We have the talent to do it. I think we just have to figure out how to make it all work. The problem that's going on in college football right now, globally, not just at the University of Miami, the teams that can acquire players and retain them over time, and they have players 2 and 3 years at a time, they're going to be the ones winning. You know, unfortunately, in the last couple of years, we're making great strides in bringing in talent. But if you look at it, we still have a lot of new guys in that realm. And Beck is a first-year quarterback at the University of Miami. If we had a quarterback 2 and 3 years that's been in that system, we're going to be a much better team. And I think the University of Miami has to figure out ways to find talent early on coming out of high school where they can develop, because those are going to be the teams that have 3 and 4 year guys at their program that cultivated and developed in their program to be successful. And they're doing it. If you look at their young talent that they played in that game, they played a lot of young guys. You know, it's fun to see those guys run around, and to see what the future looks like is exciting. But we got, you know, it's challenging. We're trying to win the now and win the future simultaneously. And the guys that we're playing with now are guys that have been here 1 or 2 years, and we need to, as we develop those guys 2 and 3 years, 4 years who've been in the program, you're going to see a completely different University of Miami football team.
And, Twan, one thing Mario gets criticized about is, call it running the score up, you know, where you get a lead and you just eat the clock, you run the ball, you know what I'm saying, the four-minute offense, as they call it. You as a player, I know you've coached, and now you're an athletic director. What's your philosophy on running the score up? Because mine is, if you can't stop me, I'm going to throw up 100 on you.
I don't know if it's about running the score, but you got to play smart. No longer is 4 touchdowns a comfortable win. I mean, even in high school football, if you got 4 touchdowns on somebody, we've all seen, you know, someone score 3 touchdowns in 10 minutes, and all of a sudden you're fighting for your life at the end of the game. So you start playing tactically. Okay, you know, we're gonna play a little bit more conservative offense, or maybe our defense, we're gonna do less pressures and play more zone, because, you know, we don't want that one-on-one battle and maybe a big play. So now you're playing to prevent the big plays, and it's a strategy. It's a hard balance between, yeah, if we press and we're aggressive and we throw a pick, or we press and we're blitzing and we miss, and now you have somebody running down the field by themselves. You know, now it puts you in a situation where you're up by 3 touchdowns, and now you're fighting for your life at the end of the game. It's a challenging thing to do as a head coach, because you have to balance between, all right, if I'm going to be aggressive, here are the things that can happen if I'm aggressive. If I play conservative, here are the things that will happen if I play conservative. So I think they're trying to find that balance between being aggressive and conservative simultaneously, depending on the team that they're playing.
So, Lana, you play aggressive or conservative pickleball?
Just depends who we're playing against. We have to review the matchup, obviously, and then
we'll pick apart our opponents.
You're watching film on your opponent?
Yeah, we'll pick apart our opponents' weaknesses and then expose them there. Typically, the backhand dink, Twan, is where we expose people.
Wait, are you getting VHS. Cell phone film?
All his opponents are 60.
What was it, the backhand dink?
The backhand dink. You know, a lot of times you drop into the kitchen to their backhand, and if they can't execute that backhand dink properly to the center of the kitchen, Twan, well, guess what? Hefty Lefty's going to make them pay.
Hey, Channing, he got scouts advancing on the other teams. Football tournament, you know, breaking down the film.
It sounds like Twan is really downplaying how big of a community pickleball has become, and I can tell you this
because Twan's tournament is tomorrow. We're going to get an actual report from someone watching you play, other than us just hearing about you yourself talk about you play. Right. Twan, I want you to watch him as if you have the number one pick in the draft and you cannot get it wrong. You got to see every strength and weakness in this guy's game and give us a report.
Done. I'm definitely going to do it, because, first of all, we're not going to let you bring 10 extra people and a film crew and analysts to come in our place and take up space and drink up all our drinks and food to go scout your opponents that you're going to be playing. That's not going to happen.
First line on the Solana scouting report, Twan, just so you know, they call me Springy. I'm springy all over the place, man.
You got some spring in his step.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, tomorrow is Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation Pickleball Tournament, 3rd annual. Solana will be playing. And if you want to get in still, you're a pickleball player, you want to get in, it's the 3rd annual Rally for Reading Pickleball Tournament. It's in Coconut Creek. You can go to RussellEducationFoundation.com and get all the info there. And even if you're not going to play in the tournament, go to RussellEducationFoundation.com and just click the Make a Donation link, because they do amazing work in South Florida. And Tuan Russell always has time for his charitable endeavors and always has time for the show as well. We appreciate it, Tuan.
No, thank you very much. And Solana, if you win tomorrow, I will come on and say you're the greatest pickleball player in Broward County.
Wow.
Okay.
Hands down.
All right.
If you win.
A huge amount of pressure. Do you think you can actually win this tournament, Solana?
I am expecting to win this tournament tomorrow.
Who's your biggest competitor? Do you know the people in there?
No, I really don't. I haven't been able to play against anybody there. But Tuan.
You made my point.
I looked up. Here's what you're not understanding.
This
I looked
is not going to be his typical competition at the JCC Dink Club when it's Ira and Ethel Goldberg.
You're downplaying.
This is not the tennis course outside your apartment. This Tuan, is real pickleball.
Gotcha. Tuan, I just want you to know there's an entire system that calculates people's divisions and scores. And let's just say, I feel pretty good about my chances tomorrow, Tuan. Let's just say I feel pretty good.
Can't wait.
All right.
Text me throughout the tournament, Tuan. Please text me throughout the tournament.
Do.
As many pictures as you can get.
Oh.
All right. We'll see you, Tuan. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go. RussellEducationFoundation.com is the website.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.